Some say we're hard-headed. Some say we're not following. Okay, that sounds good. That is true. That is the truth. And so what we want to make sure that we get a chance for us to realize and to be able to implement some of that. For me to the stuff that I've been able to do in my book and so forth, that only came to me after I had gone through a cleansing program. And I was on a raw food diet for 2 years. Then it came. It just came. It just wouldn't stop. It just wouldn't stop. And so while I was there, I said, all right, I better write it all down. It just keeps coming. And so the key is what Yahweh wants to do is that he made us such that our minds are to be able to communicate with him. He communicates to us through our nervous system, our electrical system, our electrical impulses. But most of the time, they're all shut down, like our circulation system. Okay, all of these things work together so that we can get a clear mind so that he can communicate openly to us. And most of the time, the things that we eat is beclouding our mind. And you can tell, because after you eat, what you want to do? So you ain't ready to communicate with him. And so that's one of the things that we need to keep in mind. Food, most people live to eat. That's the truth. Instead of eating, to live. And so that is a hard transition. I'm not going to say it's easy, but Aborigine people have it much easier because they don't have the McDonald's and they don't have these things. They have learned how to live in harmony with what? Nature. With nature. That's right. Why did he make nature? For us to violate it? No. But that's what we're doing. That's what this society is set up on. And so how are you going to live in a society that is designed to destroy the planet and destroy you? Now you, and then that's why we have to have a relationship with him so that he can give us victory over our appetite. Okay, and if we can teach our young children young, then they don't have to what? Go through the same struggles because we can, you know, get their appetite, get their taste buds right. Versus, you know, you pervert them and then you what? Now you're trying to refigure out how you're going to not eat all of this stuff that you know you ain't supposed to eat. But you love, as they say. I don't know if you noticed, but the most expensive things are the delicacies, or what they call the delicacies, quote unquote, are all the things that Yahweh has said, no way. From your shrimps to your lobster to your crabs to your pig and all, oh yeah. Everything he has violated, the system says, hey, this is what you should do. And then you're supposed to think, wait, who's right? And so we wind up finding ourselves in a predicament. And so we're just going to go over just a little bit of health, because health becomes a vital importance to us. Now, there are certain laws that we should learn about, or we should know about. I'm not going to go through all of them, but there's 8 major laws. Write this down. New start. Now, these are acronyms. So on the first line, write N. Second line, write E. Third line, write W. Skip a line, and then, you know, write it that way. And then I'm going to tell you how to fill it in. Something that'll keep you. It's killing me. Okay, N stands for nutrition. E stands for exercise. W stands for water. S stands for sunlight.